Okay, today's learning from this of Chaim Luzim from Shai Moshe and Daniel, Rivka Bas Moshe Israel, the Yischus for Shlema Chaim Moshe and Melka, Mirim Bracha Basar Melka, Matitzim and Pekaldina, and a Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Reish Mem Dalet, we are up to Sif Gimel. Says the so till now we learned the various different situations that it was usher for a guy to do work for you on Shabbos, specifically in your house where it's Nikrel Shmoy, so people know that the work and worried about Marisaya. And again, we always have two categories. We have when it's usher, we have when it's usher that really minadin it should be mutter, but it's usher because of Marisaya. Okay, now. Says the mechaber, okay, Sif Gimel, Imbanu ein Yehudim Yisrael bayis b'Shabbos be'Isor. So he had one of those cases that it's usher, and the guy went ahead and he built that in that kind of situation anyway. So we're gonna see that we're talking about a case that it was usher because of Maris Ayin, not usher because by Etzem it's usher. We're talking about a case that was usher it's Maris Ayin. It's be appropriate to be machma not to go into the house, says the Rama. What is that talking about? That he says as follows: if you didn't follow the halacha, you didn't tell the guy that he's not allowed to work on Shabbos, and that's why he went ahead and he worked on Shabbos, even though he did aldai to the nafshe. He says the machaber nachin lahachmer not to go in there. However, if you made the deal to do it. The guy decided on his own to do it. Because the guy wanted to finish early. Then you don't have to worry about it. We're talking about when a guy goes ahead and does different kind of malach. He digs a grave on Shabbos. Different halachas, whether or not we're allowed to use it or not. We'll see when we get there. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah be'isur that he did it when he was in a case we wasn't allowed to. Hey, no. What does that mean? It was a case that it was done kablanah, so be'etzem it's mutter. However, it was taichat chum. And therefore, because of marasayin, it's asa. The be'emes adaita the nafshei of it because he did it. He really did it for himself. Canal, as we learned previously. Aval im hayaschir yoyim. What happens was real isur. You hired the guy for the midday. The medina asa min hadin. It's also to have done what you did. Yes, but it's much more stringent. It's not only it would be appropriate not to use the house, but mitzadadin, really you shouldn't use the house. Ken Kasa Magan Avram, that's the way the Magan Avram writes it. And that's the sheet of the Bach. The chenkos of a chaya adam, and that's the chaya adam writes the beschir yoim also medina beinian zeshi who milsa the befahesi loyla oilam ulacherim bekadeshi yasu that for him forever he shouldn't really use that house, and for others they should wait at least the amount of time that this guy worked on Shabbos afterwards that should pass by that it was possible to have been done during the week. However, the yesh makila. The dozu amekel, the afdechai gavne ein asa medina kiim b'kadesh yasa. That even it was a real case of iser where you hired the guy schir yoyim. V'ayel kam b'sim shem chafes if yedal shem mishnah brura. As we mentioned, b'sman hazeh, most cases it's definitely not an iser. Most workers are b'kablanis, and it's also people know that it's b'kablanis. So maybe we don't even have the marisayin. We still said it's inappropriate to have someone work in your house on Shabbos because it's a zilzal Shabbos, but it probably does not fall to this level where you'd say not to go into their house. Okay, Nochan lahachmer, he says the mechaber said that it's be nochan to be machmer not to go into there. V'achroinim kasu the b'di'evid yesh lismach bekablanis. But the Eved, you can live there. The case we talked about yesterday where the guy is forming the stones and the wood in his own house, but we said you're not supposed to have him do it on Shabbos, but the Eved, if he did do it, you can still live in the house. Even if you want to go follow the Mechaber and not use the house once this happened, when you went ahead and you hired workers and you didn't tell them that they shouldn't be working on Shabbos, and you want to be machmeh not go into the house, you are totally allowed to sell it to a guy, and you wouldn't have, you're allowed to have a knock from it. Bal karche, we said that the guy, if you, the merma said that if you told the guy not to work on Shabbos, but he did it anyway, the chab referred to it as bal karche, you forced him. What does that mean? Right, so Lima over al tanai sheisnima mikaidim. He was over on his tanai that he made with him not to work. Al kain ein loy lacha shazan. Therefore, you don't have to be concerned about it. The haynu shein tzarich afilu limchas loy oid beis shoy samalacha. You don't have to stop him. Chay mucha memartcha she and shehe mikar dinze shehuvi bebeis yosef lekamen. The chay mucha beir agra. But I am in Margaret. So the Martha says that if I made a deal, they don't work on Shabbos, and then he works on Shabbos, I don't even have to stop him. However, doesn't understand it. Since this is attached to the ground, it's out in the public. The people who see this are not going to know that you made the deal you shouldn't work on Shabbos. Remember, what's the reason I'm not allowed to go work on Shabbos? Because it's Maris Ayin. The fact that the guy is not listening to me, so all of a sudden I don't have to worry about the Marisayan, that's what the Martha seems to be saying. So why don't I have to, I pass by my house, I made a deal with the guy, don't work on Shabbos, I pass by my house and he's working on Shabbos, why don't I have to stop him? Okay, so they disagree with the Martha. They said he shouldn't be Mekel. You should stop him and he shouldn't do this. So he says, okay, we'll be maskim that you don't have to pay the guy extra money not to work on Shabbos. You should try to stop him and say, hey, we made a deal. The deal was you're not working on Saturday. What are you doing? But to give him money, you don't have to. Okay? That was the deal. So Be'etzim, you did nothing wrong because you made a deal that he shouldn't work on Shabbos. You don't have to spend much of Shabbos. Adkan Dvarv. Umashma L'shayna. What do we see? However, if you didn't make the deal, you told the guy you could come work on Shabbos. So you told him you didn't make any deal. He said, come build a porch on my house. Come whenever you want. So you did something that was not appropriate. All of a sudden, you see him work on Shabbos. Not enough just to tell him not to. You have to go over to him and tell him, listen, I'll pay you extra. Don't do it today. You are Peshaya. That should have been your deal. Now, it's very interesting. He brings down over here from the Kaf HaChayim. What's the schar for somebody? You see somebody working on his house on Shabbos, right? And he goes ahead in any of these cases, and he spends extra money in order to stop it. Okay? The Kaf HaChayim brings this down. It's not a not something that just anybody writes. Maisa Shoya Ahoya Ba'asher, who was a rich man, Shapiza Mum and Rab, he spent a lot of money. Kidei Shalaniyat Goy Livnus is based on a Shabbos to stop the guy from building in his house in Shabbos. Bahiyayim, Uparts a straight figure doilabir, there was a huge fire in the city. And back then, you know, houses were built from wood. They didn't have fire trucks. A fire broke out in the city. The whole city can burn down. When the fire got close to his house, all of a sudden, the Rabbeinu Shalom turned the winds around to blow the other way, and his house got saved. Imagine if this is the schar you get from this world, from Kavod Shabbos. This is what Rabbi Nishom gave him. Remember, the Rabbi Nishom doesn't give you schar in this world. If he does, it's a fraction of the schar that we really deserve. And if this is the schar that the Rabbi Nishom gave him on this world for doing such a thing, you can imagine the schar for this kind of thing of protecting the Kavod Shabbos, preventing Zilzal Shabbos and Issa Shabbos, how great the schar is. Okay, let's go to Sif Dalet over here. Now, we made a very, very big distinction over here between metaltalin and karka. If I hire a guy b'kablonis, when it came to metaltalin, the guy is doing it in his house, right? Was okay, because I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. He chose to work on Shabbos. However, if in my house, where it's b'fahesia, even though, again, it's his choice, so medina shouldn't be any different, we had the Maris Ayin issue. But now the Mechaber is going to tweak this a little bit. Melechas b'fahesia, afilu b'metaltalin. If the melacha is out in the public, and even if it's a metaltalin, but, kagoin, and he gives an example, svina, how you do it with Yisrael. So you have your yat, right? And the yacht is called Thank You Hashem, right? That's how you named your yacht. So everybody knows that this yacht belongs to you, right? And the guy is working on it, and the marina is in the tchum, right? You move to Miami to avoid the income taxes. So you're living in Miami, and you have your yacht parked outside by the marina. And everybody knows that this yacht is yours, and it's and what's it called? The Inikon Relax Bechobe. He says that now you can't use the heter of its metalton, and therefore I'm allowed to, because here once again it's logical. Once again, we're running into the Maris Ayin problem. Chayra, as we mentioned, and not a psak, but something that you have to think about and ask. If you have a business that you have trucks, and the trucks have the name of your business on it, and you give it to the guy for repairs, and the guy's lot is located in the Jewish neighborhood. So on one hand, you can say that everybody knows, right? So what would be the shiloh? Let's think about it. What would be the shiloh? If people see it, they don't know. Maybe you told the guy to work on it on Shabbos, right? On the other hand, we all know that in Bezman HaZeh, pretty much everybody knows that when you give your car to the mechanic, it's really become bonus. It's not that, you know, even though sometimes you find out the price afterwards, usually they tell you before, they call you in the middle, but they usually it's not by the hourly rate. So on one hand, you can't say, what are we worried? People are going to be chayshed you for schir yom? It's not. The problem is, people might be chayshed you that you hired the guy bekablonis, but specifically you do it on Shabbos. You need your truck for your business. You dropped it off maybe right before Shabbos, and you're going to pick it up right after Shabbos. So it's metaltalin, but the problem is, everybody knows it's yours because it has your name of your company printed on the side of it. So I'm not saying that this is a problem, but it's something that we should think about if you have this this situation. Again, if the mechanic shop is outside of the tchum and there's no yidden living over there, there would be a separate reason why it wouldn't be an issue. But let's say you're using a mechanic that's smack on Coney Island and everybody sees it, something to consider. Hayadu'li Yisrael. So we said as follows, that it's metaltal and it's still a problem if it belongs to the yid. Ein meir choisais b'rishus Yisrael. We're not talking about that he's doing it in the property of Yisrael. Because then, even if nobody knew it was Yisrael, you can't have the guy fixing a car in your driveway. The guy is not doing it in his house. Like we said, he's fixing the boat by the marina. They only have to be concerned that he didn't take it into the repair shop. He's doing it out in the open. The imbitzina, if he's doing it hidden, ain't lahachmer, then you don't have to be machmer. Kidemulchach besimin reishon and beis sif gimel, as we will see, and we'll see afterwards. Okay. Now, just going back on one more thing, because this is what famous Rav Moshe that most people rely on, because this could be a problem. Okay, so I'm going to read it to you over here. Misha Sacha Kablon Yehudi, the guy hired a Jewish contractor. And he made a deal with him, only work on Shabbos. So that, you know, sometimes you have a contractor who may be Jewish, but he's not an Alechiyid, right? And he goes, you made a deal with him, I'm hiring you as a Kablon, that I'm giving you a fixed price for the job. But you're not allowed to work in my house on Shabbos, as we said. Okay. Now, the contractor went ahead, hired day laborers, and brings them to your property on Shabbos to do work. Kosa v'shalos ha'tshuvas egris moishah. Shekima sheyesh b'kach hefzit is a big hefzit. V'gamle over balabayas al issa. You, lemaisa, as the owner, weren't over anything. I was not able to lift the Iver because I told the contractor, even though he's a frayid, I told him no working on Shabbos in my house. Okay? You're allowed to go live in the house. You should wait. So let's say it took the guy 10 months to do your house, and you find out afterwards that every Shabbos he worked here. You didn't know about it, right? Obviously, if you knew about it early, you'd have to stop him. But you didn't know about it, too. Or you knew about it, but you on the contract, you had no way of stopping him, right? And so you make a cheshbon. So there was a total during the 10 weeks, the 10 months, there was 40 Shabbosim. Figure out how many days were Yom Tovim. So let's say there was 5 days of Yom Tovim. So there was 45 days. You should wait 45 days after Shabbos, after the project is completed, before you move into it, says Ramesha. The af ba'ofen of a balabayas alif neiva, cause of sham, she ain't bekach, ma'amakam ain't bekach siba lesa lager ba'bayas. For practice, aleinu sheroi v'anoshim b'ayin mekablonis, v'loya deschir yoyim. So here's where comes the point. He says, l'maisa, most situations, you're hiring the guy kablonis. So Medina, it wasn't us, it was only an us of Marisayan, and therefore, you are, Ramesha says, we could move into the house. Again, doesn't change the fact, we should try not to have this happening. What happens to the, you told the guys, don't work on Shabbos, but you're uncertain, you're uncomfortable. Did you really like tell them no working on Shabbos? Or was it halfway, jokingly? He feels that really he could have, you know, given them a stronger encouragement not to work on Shabbos. It's a suffix. You can't be machmer and say, I'm not moving into the house. So he says, that's why Bezman Hazeh, of course, we have to prevent the guy doing work in our house on Shabbos. And it's we see that, although we're allowed to, but it's even a shaila, we allow to move into that house. It's definitely not a good thing to do, and we should definitely be very careful about it. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm 99% sure today is Thursday, so Mi'atz Hashem, we will continue on Monday.